Hello there, and you're very welcome to Poem of the Week. Hello, I'm Morgan O'Reilly, and once again, you're very welcome to Poem of the Week, Near FM's year-long series promoting poetry. The series is a collaboration between Near FM, local poets, and members of the community. Each week, we will be celebrating poetry, both new and old, Irish and international, and published and unpublished work, alongside a significant date in our calendar. This week's poem is "I Feel More Lonely When I Am With People Than I Do When I Am Alone Looking at the Internet" by Moira Gonzalez. Read now by Lewis Kenny.
In social situations, I hide specific parts of my personality that I think other people might perceive as unappealing. I don't feel like I'm pretending to be something different than what I am. I don't feel like I am anything, really. I'm very tired all the time. I don't identify with most people. I don't think highly of myself. I am too passive to create a situation in which I convince another person that I am valuable. That I am someone who deserves things. That my physical presence in the world should induce positive or negative feelings. Everyone is growing apart from me. I'm letting them do that.
I feel more lonely when I am with people than I do when I am alone looking at the internet by Moira Gonzalez, read there wonderfully for us by Lewis Kenny, and I'm joined in Lewis in studio now. Lewis, thanks very much for coming in.
No problem, Morgan.
Lewis, tell us a little bit about this poem. Where'd you find it? How'd you come across it?
Well, it was just, I suppose, one of my normal days, just aimlessly scrolling through Facebook. And then this person who I used to go to college with, Rob Gill, I just seen that he had shared this poem, and he said it was the best thing that he'd ever read. And it was amazing. It was very profound when he read it. And I looked at it, and as I was reading through it, I'd never read anything quite like it before. Yeah. Something that was just so out straight. It was blunt. It was very... So the way she writes, she's not trying to wrap things up in imagery.
No.
She's not trying to use beautiful language. She actually uses quite cold, kind of, I suppose, digital language, and it's kind of really... It's really kind of compatible. It's really relatable, but it's really direct.
That's when you said that you came across it on Facebook. The actual register, the language that she uses, and the way she goes about communicating her ideas is perfect for Facebook and emails, and even texting via phone or whatever like that. Once you read it yourself, what really jumped out about the poem for you?
What jumped out at me was, I think, the honesty of it. During that time, I was going through difficult bouts of having social anxiety. So I kind of really related to her when she was saying about how she's more lonely when she's around people, and how you kind of hide certain aspects of your personality around people. Whereas when you're on Facebook, you can create your own persona of what you can allow other people to see. So that's what I kind of found really striking about it, is that through digital media and through Facebook, this here was a person actually showing the worst aspects of her personality. So it was kind of like that clash of something that you don't generally see.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. Yeah, that is definite conflict there in terms of the real and the imaginary. Let's talk a little bit about the poet herself, Moira Gonzalez. She's Californian. She is in her early 20s, and if you type in Moira Gonzalez into Google, there is a couple of articles of people calling her the voice of a generation, what exactly a poet should or does look like in the 21st century. Any thoughts on that? Most of her poetry is actually, I think she has two collections out now, but a lot of her poetry just gets out there from Twitter and Facebook. That's where she publishes her stuff, you know?
But I suppose that is the idea of a 21st century poet. Most of the more successful poets of these days that I do know, is that's how they do it. They will put it out on Twitter. They put it out on Facebook. They don't really actually go down, not for a while anyway. Beforehand, if you're a poet, you would have to get a book published, or you'd have to be published in different journals or magazines. And then that's how you would build yourself on that. But now you don't need to do that. You can just you can just put your text, you can put a text on Tumblr, on Facebook, on Twitter. You can just put your poem on that, and then you can kind of build an audience from there.
Yeah, it's a bit of a double-edged sword, though. Sorry to cut across you. Like, I mean, even the most successful poet in Ireland, if they brought out a, you know, you're talking like the big heavy hitters, if they bring out a poetry book tomorrow, it'll sell a couple of hundred copies, like probably not more than 1,000, you know.
Mm.
And if you put a poem on Facebook and Twitter, you're
reaching the whole world.
You're reaching the whole world. You get 1,000 people in a couple of hours, possibly,
yeah.
You know. But at the same time, you know, that applies to everyone. That means there's hundreds of poems that can get thousands of reads and thousands of likes and thousands of shares and stuff in a matter of hours. So there's a kind of a saturation point or something. Do you, I mean, as yourself, would you post online? Do you ever think, I'm worried that, yeah, I'll get a big readership here, but it kind of goes over people's heads.
Exactly,
it goes in one in ear, out the other.
Oh, totally. But, you know, that's like, I suppose that becomes the nature of Facebook. You're just so overloaded with information that, you know, you scroll through, you click something, you read it, and it doesn't stick with you. You've already forgotten it, you've already moved on to the next thing. It's just kind of how you're processing the information, which I think was actually amazing for, it's very rarely, I think, I actually will take something from Facebook and it'll really stick with me. And this is what was actually really amazing about Mirrigan Dallas.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Moving on then, I mean, if Mirrigan Gonzalez is the voice of a generation, we're broadcasting this week to mark the launch of Facebook in 2004, the 4th of February 2004. That's going to be a date that's in the history books, I think, for a long, long time, probably.
The Facebook website was launched on February 4th, 2004, by Mark Zuckerberg, along with some fellow Harvard students. 8 years later, in 2012, the company held its initial public offering, reaching an original peak market capitalization of $104 billion, which set a new record. Facebook has more than 2 billion monthly active users as of June 2017. Never far from controversy, though. In recent years, the company has faced intense pressure over the amount of fake news, hate speech, and violence prevalent on its service. According to Statista.com, Facebook had 2.51 million users in Ireland in 2016.
And what I was going to ask you is, are we a generation now that is being defined by Facebook, by Snapchat, by Twitter? And how does that affect poetry?
Totally. I mean, if I didn't have Facebook, in terms of poetry-wise, I don't think I'd be where I am today. And that's just the sad reality of it. If you want to become successful, or you want to, you know, it's how you promote yourself. It's really hard to promote yourself nowadays if you don't have social media. And that's the sad reality of it. It's either have it or get left behind.
And you said you wouldn't be where you are today. Do you just mean purely in the poetry sense for your career?
In the poetry sense of my career.
Yeah.
In terms of it depends how you want to use Facebook. I mean, I use it for networking, I use it for events, and I use it for poetry. I'd very rarely ever kind of use it to have any contact with my friends. But at the same time, it's very addictive. It's a huge part of my life. It's a huge part of my life that I would like to have less of, but unfortunately that's the nature of the beast now that's just what I have to do.
You have to keep hooking up. Yeah.
In
terms of what you do, I mean, looking at you, you're not exactly a poet in a traditional sense. Like, your association with Bowes, you know, there's not many. Well, maybe Michael D, actually, maybe he's got the association with Galway.
Funny enough, Pat Inglesby actually used to write poems for Bowes in the 80s.
I didn't realise he was actually a Bowes. He's a big Bowes fan, was he?
Yeah.
Okay, didn't know that. You've got the association with Bowes. You're part of, you know, I'm looking across at a collection of poems and street art that you've just you've printed in the last couple of months, and we're hoping to get a second print. I think the first.
Hopefully, print. Yeah, that's it. They're all.
But that was. Tell us about the collection there. It was part of a collective.
Yeah. So
It's not just you.
No. So I run. Well, it started off. It was me and another poet called Paul Curran. He's gone on to do other things since then. But it just started off with me and him doing poetry. We had we wrote about similar themes and about our working class backgrounds and family and we released like an EP And then, but since then, it's just kind of grown from that. We've brought in some street artists, DJs. We're kind of hoping to get in some hip-hop, more hip-hop elements and the dancers and stuff, and kind of make more of a show, more of a show of it, and kind of maybe taking on a tour of Ireland someday. Yeah, we just released the book about 2 months ago. And yeah, they're all gone. So I think we might do a reprint, or we might do an entirely new book.
It's fairly revolutionary. I mean, it's not exactly you're going into Hodges and Figgis and picking up a Seamus Heaney collection of poems or something. Like, it's something totally new. Totally,
yeah,
different.
Exactly. But that's I think that's just what you have to do. Yeah. I think there's a great quote from Colin Keegan in an article he did for the Irish Independent, where someone asked him why spoken word is kind of popular now.
Yeah.
And he said it's popular because we made it. So it's like it was down to a lot of hard work of a lot of poets in Ireland to, I suppose, maybe change mainstream public perception of poetry.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose the way out straight, I mean, I suppose it's probably just making it more appealing, more sexier, I suppose, just in terms of general perceptions of poetry.
Lewis, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks
having you in today.
No problem at all.
And best of luck. Happy New Year in 2018.
You too. Thank you very much.
Lewis Kenny is a spoken word artist from Cabra. He is a first fortnight slam champion and is a regular performer on the Dublin and festival circuit, including headlining his own show at Electric Picnic entitled Out Straight. He is the founder of the InterVarsity Poetry Slam and the IADT Poetry Society, and is also, proudly, the poet in residence for Bohemians Football Club. That's it from us for this week. A big thank you to this week's contributor, our production team and everyone at NearFM, and also to Paula Meehan for her advice and support on this series. Join us next time for Poem of the Week. Good luck and God bless.
Nearcast.
Nearcast, your community podcast network. Listen to podcasts about society, people, poetry, board games and many other topics. Subscribe to a programme today. Learn more at nearcast.ie and find out how you can get involved.